Hey guys, welcome to Tales from a Butterfly podcast. I'm your host, Taria Shondell. Sometimes caterpillar, sometimes butterfly, but always striving to make it through life's many metamorphoses with my faith intact. With this podcast, I hope to encourage anyone that is going through life situations, no matter what they are, that have left you feeling like you will forever be a caterpillar in the cocooning stage, having to continually shed your skin while fighting to get free from any chains that are holding you back from your transformation. I want to tell you, keep your faith in the transformer, believing that just like the butterfly, when you come out, you will be a thing of beauty who is not afraid to fly. So come on, my butterflies, let's fly. You're listening to episode 55 of the Tales from a Butterfly podcast, titled, It's All About the Dash, and I'm your host, Taria Shondell. Hey guys, thank you so much for coming back this week and downloading this episode, episode number 54. Now, before I go any further, I want to say that if you like the podcast, please subscribe by going to either iTunes, Blueberry, Blubrry, Stitcher, Podbean, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, and type in Tales from a Butterfly. And if you could please leave a comment and rate the podcast, that would be a big, big help to me and the podcast. So the more ratings I get on iTunes, the more visible the podcast, which in turn will bring in more sponsors. And that's really, really, really important, guys. Also, head on over to TariaShondell.com. That's T as in Tom, TariaShondell.com to follow my blog by the same name, Tales from a Butterfly. Okay, so let's get into it. So recently I took a trip to Georgia/Florida and stayed for a couple days. I flew out of Atlantic City Airport with Spirit Airlines, hashtag Spirit Ride or Die. Anyway, I flew out from Spirit Airlines from Atlantic City to Atlanta and then drove from Atlanta to Valdosta, Georgia, which is about 3.5 hours, and visited my uncle. And then we had drove over into Tallahassee. I went with my mom and my uncles. Now, as I mentioned on my previous podcast, my grandmother, who was like a second mom to me, passed away a bit unexpectedly in August of 2017. So now my birthday is April 4th and her birthday was on Saturday, April the 14th. So my mom planned a trip, and again, me, her, and my uncle went down and met with other family members, and we went to her gravesite, you know, to honor her on her birthday. My mom just thought that would be a really great thing to do, and my uncles and I thought that was too, just to, you know, show her some honor. It's been 8 months. It doesn't even seem like it's been, you know, 8 months since her passing. It still seems really fresh, and the fact that we both had April birthdays and were airy strong, so I thought it was a great way to honor her, which is why I went. Now, as we were walking around the cemetery, we're walking, you know, it was like a joyous occasion. Of course, it was sad, but we were joyful just to be around other family, just kind of, you know, talking to each other, family that we hadn't seen. The only thing is, with my grandmother having moved back to Florida before she died, about a year and 2 months or so before she died, my mom made sure that we flew there every 3 to 4 months to see her. And the great thing about that was we got to see family that we would normally, well, she probably, my mom would maybe see once or twice every 2 years. But for me, it had been longer than that. So it was great to just, to see that, to be able to see my family down south, you know, more often. I love when we go down south. I don't know what it is. You ever have gone to visit a particular place and your spirit just feels like one day you'll end up there? That's how I feel about the South. Don't get me wrong. I love New York. I haven't been to LA yet. On my way soon, hopefully. But every time we would go to Florida from the time I was a little girl, because we went pretty frequently, I would say, when I was a little girl, I always felt like that was just where I belong. And even though my family was there, it wasn't even just about family. I just felt like that was just where I was going to end up. So so I know this. So I'm trying to talk Mr. Faison into maybe moving to Atlanta or outside of Atlanta, not Atlanta itself, but some of the areas outside. And actually, I don't think I have to do that much convincing because I think he might be on board too. But anyway, so back to my recap of my trip. So as we were walking around the cemetery, like I said, we were talking. My mom, my uncles were pointing out other family members. I was spotting other family members just asking questions, and we couldn't believe how long some of them had been gone. And standing in that cemetery, even though my grandfather is not buried in Florida, my grandfather's buried in Bridgeton, New Jersey, I'm standing in that cemetery, I thought about my grandfather, and I started like really, really thinking about him, and just different memories of his life had flashed through my mind, and just different things he said to me, different things that I never forgot. And I was extremely close to him, like really close to him, like I was to my grandma. And I realized that, man, he's been gone 21 years. Like, he's actually been gone 21 years. He passed away when I was 19, get ready to be 20. He passed away November of 96. That was my second year of college. And I went to college about 8 hours away. So, but I couldn't believe that he had been gone 21 years. And I started thinking, man, I'm old enough to have someone who I was extremely close to be gone for 21 years. Like, you hear different people talk about, say, their mother or their father or even other family members or best friends that, you know, passed away years and years before. And now I understand what it's like to have loved someone and they've been gone, you know, over two decades. And again, anyone who knows me from when I was younger, hands down, my friends, shout out to my friends that I grew up with when I was younger, my family, they know that my grandma Maddie and my pop-pop were like the be-all, end-all for me. Now, before you get the idea that I was spoiled, let me just assure you that to my knowledge, to Taria's knowledge, and I'm pretty smart, I think, but to Taria's knowledge, I wasn't spoiled. I was just very efficient and effective at getting what I wanted. When I wanted it, I would call that a leader. Now, my mom and my uncles probably wouldn't agree with you, but guess what? Simply put, they're wrong. If y'all are listening, y'all know I wasn't spoiled. I was just, again, very effective and efficient at getting what I wanted. But anyway, so again, as we were walking around and looking at the grave sites and looking at family and my uncles and my cousins explaining to me, you know, some other people that had our last name, but I had never met, I saw two tombstones that had, they each had two headstones attached to it. So just imagine a headstone and then like a long piece that connects another headstone to it. I'm sure you guys have seen the double headstones. And I had never really, I don't think I ever remember. I was going back in my mind, like I don't ever remember seeing that before. And I, you know, they made me pay attention to the other ones a little differently. I'm like, wow. And when I saw those double headstones, it reminded me of something that I had heard before on the Great Girlfriends podcast. Now, the two tombstones that I saw were kind of expected because, again, I've never seen, to my recollection, anyone's like that in the cemetery. Again, I'm going to say it again. They were tombstones, and they both, I seen two separate tombstones with double headstones. So again, just imagine a headstone with a piece in the middle that connected, you know, it to another headstone. So it was two. Now, on one of the double tombstones, the headstone had the name and date of the deceased and said dad on the top. And then on the other headstone attached to it, it just said the word mom, and the rest was completely blank. And I was like, wow, I don't really know how I feel about that. So then, you know, to see where you are going to end up when you're deceased, to see where they're going to lay your body, I was like, oh, if that were me, I don't know. Even if I bought a plot for myself, I don't know that I would put a headstone there. And that was just how I was feeling. And then I walked down some more, and I saw the other double tombstone with two headstones. And on one headstone, again, was the person's name and their date of birth, the dash, and the date of their death. The headstone attached to it, the other one, had the person's name, not just the title like mom, husband, wife. It actually had the person's name and it was the same last name of the tombstone, you know, that the headstone that was attached to it. And it had the person's date of birth, the dash, and the rest was blank. And that really threw me. I'm like, man, it was one thing to see that other double tombstone where one of the headstones was filled out and the other one just said mom. No names. It was a totally different thing to see a second double tombstone, one of the headstones completely filled out and the other headstone had the person's name, their date of birth, and the dash. And that was it, because they weren't deceased yet. And I couldn't, and I'm looking at that thinking, man, like, could I picture, God forbid, if something were to happen, you know, to Corey and all his information's filled out, and then you go to visit your loved one and there you're looking at your name and your birth date and a dash because you haven't deceased yet. You still have life to live. And I mean, I'm telling y'all, when I say my mind just started kind of, it just kind of really wandered off and got me to thinking. And again, on top of not wanting to see where I would be when I, you know, passed away, before I passed away, the person, I have to say, reiterate this again, their name, their date of birth, and their dash after the name, but that was it. Now, again, the other headstone had everything filled out, person's name, date of birth, dash, date of death. And it got me to thinking about that dash. That dash, it represents life. And although I hope to go up in the rapture, whenever that may be, the reality is if I don't, one day I won't be here, whether it's through the rapture or it's through passing and being buried. And there will come a day when there will be a date after my dash. So I started thinking, like, Taria, what are you doing in your dash? Because that dash represents your life. Again, on a headstone, you have a name, a date of birth, a dash, and a date that you died. So the dash represents my life and what I've done in between the day I took my first breath and the day I take my last breath. You know, and I started wondering, am I truly living out the destiny that started with my birth date, April 4th, 1977? Am I really truly living out what was already pre-written for me, you know, before? Am I really and truly on the path to following the plan that God has for my life? And I know he has one for my life, because Jeremiah 29 verses 11 NIV says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And not only does God have a plan for me, I know that he will guide me through the plan and through the path of life. See, Proverbs 3 verses 5 through 6 NIV says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, in all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight." So looking at those headstones and the names that had already been etched in the headstone and a birth date that had already been etched into the headstone by the stone etcher or the stone carver or the stone engraver, I really started thinking about the dash in between the birth dates and the death dates. The dash, something so small in size, just a little dash, something that probably doesn't even measure 5 inches, just a dash. But that dash is larger than who we are. It's larger than us. And I started thinking about every good and perfect gift, because per James 1 verses 17 NIV, my gift is good and perfect. So I started thinking about every good and perfect gift that God has given me, Taria. Every gift that he gave me, I need to use it. And I need to make sure and understand that it's up to me to etch out how I live my dash. My dash serves as a measurement of time. And am I being a good steward of the time that God has graciously and mercifully given me? You know, every time you turn around, I can hear myself saying, "I don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have time." Is it that I don't have time? Is it that I'm not making time? Or is it that I've allowed other things and other distractions to come into my time that's blocking me from having the time to do what it is I'm supposed to do? Again, my dash is a measure of time. So how much am I wasting? My dash serves as the receipt that proves I was bought and paid for with a price. My dash, my life, that little dash in between my birth date and my death date serves as the receipt that God paid for me and bought me with a price. His body, when he died on the cross, he paid for that dash. So who am I not to treasure that dash? My dash is what will determine my legacy, Taria's legacy. Taria Shondell Walker Faison, my legacy that I'll leave in the world someday in the hopes that my children and my husband and everyone after me will be able to say, wow, she left one heck of a legacy. My dash is the match that will have lit the way to the trail that I blaze for me and my family. You know, my dash is proof that God still has use for me because I'm still in my dash. I'm still here, so he has use for me. My dash should serve as a mirror that reflects the God I say I serve. I mean, since I'm created in his image and his likeness. And I had to wonder, is my dash all of these things? Is it really all of these things? And if not, I need to make sure that I get my dash in order before there is a date etched by someone else after my dash. So now I ask you, what is your dash? What does your dash say to you and about you? What is your dash reflective of? Think about that. What is your dash reflective of? I really want you to think about that. What is your dash, your life, reflective of? If someone had to write your obituary and had to put your dash into words, what would they say? What would they say? Would you like what they said about your dash? Would they say that you walked your talk? Would they say you had a heart like your father? Would they say your dash inspired them to get in the race and stay in the race and complete the dash? Think about it. What would they say? What about if God had to write your obituary? If God said, I need to write your obituary, how would he put your dash into words? Would he sum it up by saying, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Or would he say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done, my good and faithful servant. And I started thinking about that. And I realized that if we want to receive that phrase from God or something similar to it, we have to make that phrase or something similar to it the purpose of our dash. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. That'll just happen just like that, that you won't experience some pain, maybe even some heartache during the living out of our dash. But I promise you guys, I promise you, when you make up your mind to do that, everything will line up with God's plan for you, for your destiny. And guess what? The legacy of your dash will continue to live on. So again, I want to leave you with this question. What is the purpose for your dash? Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me again today and listening to Tales from a Butterfly podcast. Now, I know I thanked you guys in the beginning, and I'm thanking you guys in the end because I really want you to know that my soul, my spirit thanks you so much because you guys are important to me. You know, you guys really are. You're important to not just the podcast and the numbers, but everybody that's listening to me. You're important to me. And I pray that everywhere that I speak, you get something out of it. So now, once you've got something out of it, go to either iTunes, Blueberry, BLUBRRY, Stitcher, Google Play Music, or Spotify, or any other place that podcasts can be found, and type in Tales from a Butterfly and subscribe to the podcast. And please rate the podcast by clicking on the 5th star for those of you with an iPhone. If you're already subscribed to the podcast on your iPhone and you have not rated it or left a comment, please go to the bottom right of your phone to the search bar. Even though you're already subscribed, go to the search bar, type in Tales from a Butterfly. The picture of the podcast will pop up. Click on it and you'll have the ability to click on that 5th star because that's the only one that works. Nothing less than 5 works, but anyway, click on that 5th star and your rating will be submitted. And then if you could scroll down just a little bit and leave just a quick brief comment, it's submitted. Again, that would mean so much and it takes less than 2 minutes. FYI, if you don't have iTunes, as I mentioned earlier, you can listen in on Blueberry, BlueBrry.com. Now, when you type that in, if you go to Blueberry, type in Tales from a Butterfly, the directory will pop up. Click on the episode you want to listen to, and you'll be given options right within the little episode picture to subscribe to the podcast via email. If you have an Android, God bless you. But if you have an Android, it'll give you options for your Android and everything else. And now the more ratings I get, again, the more visible the podcast, especially in iTunes. The more ratings you get, it bumps your podcast up. And the more comments, it bumps your podcast up, which in turn will have sponsors looking for you. And again, that's really important, especially because we want to keep podcasting free for the listeners. Also, head on over to TariaShondell.com. That's T as in Tom, TariaShondell.com to follow my blog by the same name, Tales from a Butterfly. And please, 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 guys, share the episodes with your friends, families, co-workers, your enemies. Y'all may end up being friends. Share them with everybody you know. And if they say, what's a podcast? Take their phone and subscribe for them. And please also share the podcast on your social media platforms. Speaking of social media, you can follow me on Twitter at T.S. Faison, Instagram, T.S. Faison, and on Facebook, Tales from a Butterfly. And guys, no matter what you are facing right now in life, don't allow fear or doubt to take you out. Remember, you were created and then prepared for a reason, God's reason. And not only will He see you through it, He will be with you every step of the way. So don't give up and get on with your dash. Fly on, butterflies. I love you guys, and thanks for listening.